and information and then some. Hooray, 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 hooray. Hello. Super Bowl is this coming Sunday.
Aren't you supposed to say the big game?
Pro Bowl. Oh, I can't say Super Bowl.
I think we might get sued.
That's copyright. You have to say big game.
The big game.
You know,
let them come after me. Yeah. Help yourself.
That'd be great PR.
See what you can get. Yeah, be good PR. All right, Roberta Fasinelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Super Bowl time brings us around to thinking about some of the better things. I'm not much of a fan of football because I worry about the dangers of the injuries to one's brain playing football. However, there are, I guess, a few benefits from watching some of these games, including the cheerleading squads.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there has been a competition for the cheerleading squads, and as a result of that, we have the list of the 10 best cheerleading squads this season. So we have them in order.
Let me ask this first.
From number 10.
Based on what?
Based
hotness,
on
their routines, uniforms, does it say?
Well, I think the photos, videos, websites, what they say on websites, click on photos of the girls, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
It can't be based on their looks. This is probably about routines.
No, it wouldn't have anything to do with looks.
No. Well,
who would do that?
Dirty men.
That would be shallow.
Yeah, it would be shallow.
Number 10.
The Atlanta Falcons cheerleading squad. I don't know anything about... Most of these I will not have much comment on because I don't know that much about... I'm not watching the game.
Great uniforms. The black and red's a good color.
Number 9.
The Oakland Raiders cheerleading squad. What do we know about them?
They
will throw down, man.
What does that mean?
Raider fan will get in your face and basically pummel you.
Really?
And I would imagine that their cheerleaders have to be some tough chicks.
Yeah.
Number 8.
The New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
Why? Now, you like them as you rise up.
Well, I mean, Roberta and I are...
What's that going to do with the cheerleaders?
One weekend. I like the team. Hence, therefore, I like their cheerleading squad. Yes.
All right. Of the pictures I've seen so far... Of the cheerleaders, the New York Jets, number 7, Rich.
Number 7.
The Jets, at least the person they have representing the squad, at least in the shot that I see. Yeah, right.
I see, now I'm going to have to go look.
Number 6.
Number 6, the Philadelphia Eagles.
No.
Nothing about Philadelphia.
What?
Yeah.
Race.
You guys are terrible.
But why?
You're like Philadelphia racists or something.
Yes, we are. My dad was born in Philly. Trust me, I know.
Yeah. All right, where are we? Number five. The Denver Broncos cheerleading squad.
Nice. That's nice.
Pretty wholesome looking group of ladies.
Yeah, nice uniforms.
Okay. Number 4.
Are you interested in this, Roberta, at all?
Not really.
No, okay. All right. Number 4. The Houston Texans. One of the
fans, I really get to see them a lot, so I don't know that I know much about them. Yeah. Okay.
Number 3.
Skinny blonde. Yeah. Number 3. The Miami Dolphins cheerleading squad. Number
great
3,
uniforms, absolutely.
According to the list.
Number 2.
How do you audition for these gigs, by the way?
Oh, it's a big thing. It's like a dance competition.
Number 2, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, who cares?
Number 1.
You don't care about Dallas?
I could care less about Dallas. Yeah.
The number 1 most popular cheerleading squad, the New England Patriots.
Wow.
There we go.
Wow, look at the picture they have of...
Fix. Fix.
Wow.
The fix is in?
I have to ask a question. If you're on the cheerleading team...
Squad.
For the season, do you have to try out again every season, or are you, like, grandfathered in?
No, you have to try out, at least for the Redskins.
Every year, huh?
For the Redskins, I've known quite a few of the Redskins, and they have had to try out every year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's more. I had two choices. It was either the best football cheerleading squads, the top 10, or the top 10 bankruptcies of last year. And I think
cheerleading squads, good choice.
Did I make it right? That was a good choice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good job.
See, now you got me stuck on this story.
Now, but you're going to start nosing around now.
I'm investigating the story.
Yeah, good for you, Rich.
It's my job.
Right.
As a journalist.
Uh-huh. Coming up, some tricks to make your marriage much, much happier. So this will be aimed at Rich.
Get rid of him.
I was going to say, I'm in the happiest marriage ever.
Meanwhile, let's talk for a moment about your heart and your health and your well-being. Heart attacks, heart disease, number one killer in America. Much of it brought on by those of you who have high cholesterol. So wouldn't you like to seek and find a safe, effective way to lower the bad cholesterol, get the good cholesterol up, and deal with those triglycerides, numbers too high? The way to do that is with a product called Cardiol. Interesting name, huh? From Italy, these are ingredients, Roberta, work together to reduce cholesterol levels. Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, 9 ingredients. Get rid of the bad fats in your blood and help build up the good stuff. This is an FDA-approved product, Cardiol, easy to take. 1 capsule a day, doesn't get stuck in your throat. And yeah, that's the trouble. Some of these bigger capsules, you can. I've told you the story about how we give the capsules to the calves and the cows, right? We have this big plunger.
Yeah.
And it's about a foot long. You stick it down their throat, and you don't have to do that with Cardiol.
No.
Yeah. I don't know that anybody does
that. Could.
Yeah,
of course
you could. Sure. Right, exactly. People will now remember this name. See, I told that story because I want people to remember the name. They'll remember it because I told that story attached to it. Cardiol. The makers want you to try it free. Yes, F-R-E-E, free. We ought to have this in the Queen of Cheap Box, Roberta. Cardiol, 30-day trial. You pay $8, I guess, for shipping and handling. I think that's what it is. And other than that, you get it for, I'm about to commit that cardinal for free mistake. You get it free. Go online to cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, have I convinced you? Cardiol.net. Or you can call them toll-free, 888-809-6424, 888-809-6424. Use the discount code Ken if you would like, but Cardiol is a product that is something everybody should be taking. Simple, straightforward, easy to understand. Cardiol.net or 800-809-6423 for your free one-month supply.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your Federal Free Edition really free?
It's actually 4 frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's 4 frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
All right, this is a public service of the Doug Staff and Good Day program. I say this, we have a lot of fun on this program with relationships. And I think that it's appropriate because I don't believe that marriages and relationships ought to be taken too seriously all the time. I think that's the problem. A lot of people work. I've tried it both ways. I haven't paid a lot of attention to some of the people I've been in.
Maybe you didn't take it seriously enough, and that's why it didn't work.
Well, no, that's not. I mean, it didn't work because it was never going to work.
Oh.
Interesting, though, Megan and I were talking about this yesterday, how close Tony and I were the last 10 years or so, and how we went in and out of things, and how she would talk to the kids about what I would think about that. I mean, the little things are coming out now about stuff that was important to both of us, but yet we didn't talk to each other about it. We talked to the children about it. And maybe that's part of this. I'm not a big believer in marriage, and you know that straight from the get-go. But that doesn't. That's me. I'm talking about me. For you, it may be a wonderful, wonderful thing. A lot of times, people think it takes major changes to improve a marriage. I'm not sure that's the case. And Richie's happy to tell you that I didn't work at it hard. I worked at it very hard, but I was working at the wrong things. You can work at being married hard, but it was like a lot of things. A lot of things in life we work hard at, and you don't have to work hard at them. You got to work smart, not hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not work smart because at 23 years of age, I was not very bright when it came to relationships.
Yeah,
I've always been bright,
right.
But I didn't know squat. And I certainly didn't grow up around any relationships that would have been a model. So the model that I had, we all follow, without other coaching, what it is that we're exposed to. My father was gone all the time. He worked all the time, was never around for the most part, and at least wasn't around in terms of the family. He was around, he was the coach of the neighborhood baseball team, and I played on that, and I was happy to be around him, and he coached and did well, you know, but you know what? He did what he could do with his skill set. And so whatever skill set, you can decide to not add to your skill set. You know, if it proves to be, by the time you're 30, 35, 40, you ought to know what works and what doesn't work. And if you want it to work, then you got to change the way you apply your skills or develop a different skill set. If you don't, then you will be a failure. Some people choose the wrong people, and therefore it is going to be a failure from the beginning. Other people need to work on it. Would Tony and I have been happy if we'd have stayed together for 40 years? Not probably as husband and wife. Were we happy being together and being friends and loving each other the last 10, 12, 14 years? I always loved her. Always.
Daddy, take me with you. I promise I'm...
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Joe Terranova is not. Imagine, shocking, an Italian name from, where they got, they were Brooklyn or the Bronx. No, these guys, I think, were from Queens, in fact.
Let's see.
I think he is. Joe Terranova. These guys were teenagers, 14, 15 years of age. High school together, and they did this, and it was really big, big bebop, hula hoop kind of music. Joe Terranova.
Huh? Philly band.
It's a Philly band?
Philly
Danny,
band.
Danny, from... Really?
Yeah.
What's his... Danny's last name was...
Danny Rapp.
No.
Danny Rapp, Dave White, Frank Maffey, and Joe Terranova, formed in 1955. At the Hop being their big hit.
Yeah.
1957. Sometimes erroneously stated as being Italian-American band. Danny Rapp was actually Irish.
Really? Huh. So all those years I told that story, Richie, and it wasn't right. Amazing.
Just a, one in the list of many.
It happens once to all of us.
Thank you, Jennifer. You get your 2 points. Rock and roll is here to stay. Notice how Roberta said nothing. From Jefferson Airplane to Jefferson Starship, Marty Balin. Some people say Balin. It's kind of like Colin and Colin.
Right. It's Balin. Right?
So, happy birthday to Marty Balin, Starship member. Let's see, where did he... His real name is Buchwald. He was born in the state in 1942, so a year after Joe Terranova. And that makes him 70 years of age today. Happy birthday to him. Gene Hackman, God love him.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Let's see, when he was first Academy Award was for the French Connection, Hackman's was, 1971. In Bonnie and Clyde, Mississippi Burning, Poseidon, Postcards from the Edge, Superman, The Firm, Crimson Tide, you name it. Hundreds of movies he was in his career. God love him. And this is William King, who is a keyboardist for the Commodores. Henson. Henson.
You know, I've been through so many changes.
Good piece.
Nice girl.
Yeah. Whatever made you think Lionel Richie sat there and went, you know what, you really sound good in this song?
Phil Collins. Today's his, he was born in 1951, so he'd be 61 today. He started with Genesis. He was the drummer of the group.
Yep.
And then, how many songs on his own? Sussudio, I think, is what I like.
Sussudio. Yeah. You know what Sussudio is?
What is it?
When he hits the drum with his stick and then lets up after the initial sound, he thinks it makes this, he's like, this is a studio song.
Really?
So he wrote a whole song based on the sound that comes off of his drumstick.
We have Boris Spassky, the chess player's birthday today. Born in the state 1937.
We'll drink vodka and play chess.
All right. Yep. Okay, let's see here. Next up is Marv Ross, guitarist with Quarter Flash. We all know the song, right?
Wait,
I don't know more about the group, though.
Big time 80s song.
Yeah, yeah. Is it? And then the group. William, I'm sorry, Charles Dutton. Actor in lots of character roles. You recognize him. Won an Emmy for directing The Corner. So he's kind of like Big black guy did successful directing.
Yep.
As Bill.
Bald guy.
What's his name? Ah.
I don't know.
Jody Watley.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
53 today. Do you believe that, Jennifer?
I think she still has her cool 80s ponytail.
Yeah.
And the big earrings.
And Josh Kelly, 32 today. So happy birthday to him and everybody else. Happy birthday today.
To Kill a Mockingbird and a Very Personal Journey. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Why does he bring you all this stuff?
He's paying me for some legal work I did for him.
Why does he pay you like this?
That's the only way he can. He has no money.
Is he poor?
Yes.
Are we poor?
We are indeed.
Gregory Peck is the small-town lawyer Atticus Finch, and 10-year-old Mary Badham is his daughter Scout in the 1962 classic To Kill a Mockingbird. Universal is releasing a restored 50th anniversary home video edition of the movie, the story of a principled lawyer's defense of a wrongly accused black man. But the real heart of To Kill a Mockingbird is the tender relationship between Atticus and his daughter Scout. 50 years later, Mary Badham remembers Peck not just as a larger-than-life movie star, but as a man who became her friend and role model for the rest of his life.
He became like my other daddy. He was just wonderful. That relationship stayed through the years. I think there is no better representation of what a father should be than Atticus. That ability to command respect from your children through the person that you are.
Atticus, do you think Boo Radley ever really comes and looks in my window at night?
I told you and Jen to leave those poor people alone. I want you to stay away from their house and stop tormenting them.
Yes, sir.
And there was no greater role model in my book than Gregory Peck to portray Atticus Finch. He had an incredible work ethic. He really encouraged us to read and to expand our education and to reach up to be happy and good family and good friends. We learned all that through him, through example. He just was one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met in my life.
Miss Jean Louise, stand up. Your father's passed me.
To Kill a Mockingbird is on DVD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
You told me that I had to wait until you gave me the cue.
You know, I don't put you on until they say good day. This one says it right away, and I put you on right away.
Got it, okay.
Meaning that you can go right away.
Yeah. Good day program at 33 after the hour. You notice how
well done.
Easily led I am.
Good job.
Easily trained I am.
I'm the puppet master. He
yes,
is the puppet.
That's it. McFadden is the puppet master.
Move your mouth. Yeah.
Jennifer Horn is here, and so is Roberta Fasanelli. We're talking, if you're just listening, sort of trying to tackle some of the things that may help you make your marriage better, happier, or whatever it is, if you want. Some people don't want. So if
they don't want a happier marriage?
No, they don't want to be married.
Oh, they don't want to be married.
Right. Yeah, right. It's easier said than done. No question about it. I said, as we took our last breath there a few minutes ago, that I always loved Tony, and she always loved me. But that wasn't, it isn't, there are different kinds of love. And in order to be married, I think you need to have this is my way of reading it, so I'm certainly no expert.
Sometimes love just isn't enough. I think that's a song.
Well, it isn't. Is it love isn't enough?
No.
Good sex, having the ability to converse with a person, problem solving, all of the things, getting along with families that are part of this. I guess I'm taking a little page out of this movie, The Descendants, that I saw over the weekend. There's a lot of it that's pretty pappish, if you will, pretty, you know, staged, and his typical husband that works too hard, and the wife ignores him, and she ignores, you know, and they have affairs, and the kids are all screwed up, blah, 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 blah. There is a certain amount of that. I remember Tony going to her friends, who were mostly all divorced, for advice on what to do about me, because I didn't seem to be responding to her calls for more time. And this is after I'd engaged in getting involved in 3 or 4 different jobs, businesses, that kind of stuff, just to be able to pay the bills. But, you know, you need to agree beforehand, and we never discussed it, what do you want as a standard of living? Do you want to have a big house, small house? You want to own a house? You want to rent a house? What do you want to do with your free money? What kind of cars do you want to drive? What's the priority for the children? What foods, all of these things are things that ought to, it seems to me, be part of an easy conversation. not arguments, not, oh, I don't like that kind of a car, or I don't want to get food at that grocery store, or I don't want to, you shouldn't be wearing those clothes, or whatever it is that, you know, there's a way of saying it. There's an edge that gets put on to conversations by people who don't like each other in the first place. And most of the time, I think the reason that people make some of the decisions they do when they're married is because they don't like themselves. That's my own. That's not a professional. I just think I didn't know myself, and I didn't really much like myself when I was a kid. I didn't hear people telling me that what I did was of value. I used to hear I was doing the wrong thing pretty much all the time. And one thing that underscored that, when I walked down the aisle, my father said, you know, you really don't have to do this.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he said that to me. Yep. He didn't cotton to Tony at all. My father didn't cotton to Tony until years and years later when he saw how close the two of us were and how good a job we'd done with our children. My father then came around, and Tony actually was really the reason for it herself, because a lot of it, she threw a little gasoline on some of the stuff when she was younger as well. But she, I think I told you this, I've told this story to you, and this is a wonderful example of love. And this is how you express your love, I think, in families to your spouses. My father was an orphan, never knew what his real birthday was. We used to celebrate on both May 4th and 5th because nobody knew what his real birthday was. Tony took it upon herself in 1990, I think it was either 97, 98, it was somewhere in there, to go do the research. She spent 3 weeks going through the records in the city of Boston to find my father's birth certificate.
Aw.
She found it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And on the event of his birthday, she gave it to him.
That's really sweet.
So was he the 4th or the 5th?
You know what? I forget.
No. Oh, my God. It's a touching story.
No, I think it was the 4th. It was the 4th. But she went, and then she just put it in a plaque, and she gave it to him. And he looked at her.
And he said, my son was a yachts for messing this up.
Well,
did he say that?
No, he didn't say that. I was at that point in time, he was pretty much on my team, but it took him a long time to get on my team, too. He was a tough guy, but he never, the two of them after that, whenever it was always dear, sweetheart, Tony would go visit him, and it was like the curtain had been lifted, you know, and sometimes those things, now what did it do? I mean, I'm not married, but Tony, through the years, always involved herself with my family. My sister and she were very, very close. And as a matter of fact, my two sisters are coming out here this week to spend time with the children because they haven't really spent time with either Megan or Brendan since Tony died. My sister had the only kind of quasi-service for Tony. It was just a dinner. We all got together and talked about and shared our stories of her. But it was that sort of thing. Because Tony really never had a family either. I think part of what happens in marriages, if you have no... Now, see, Roberta, you had your mother and father.
Yes.
And your
father...
They were
married 60 years.
Your father... I mean, I say this lovingly. From what I know of your mother, your father might have been deemed a saint. Maybe.
to say the least.
So, and I never had the pleasure. I met your mother because she was still alive at your father's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at your father's face, and you know me, I can read faces and body language. This sounds horrible. I'm really extraordinarily good at it. I looked at your father's face and thought to myself, my God, what a great guy this guy was. You can tell it in his face. You can see in people's faces.
I wish that I had brought him up to the farm with you.
I wish you had.
He was a farm boy, you know, at heart, and he would have just had the best time there.
So what did you learn from your parents about marriage?
What
and
did
could
I
you apply some of it to your own
marriage?
Marriage. So did you ever? Did you think you applied any of it to what you brought to the marriage?
I think what I learned from them was loyalty, and I think that's the reason why I've stayed in my marriage for as long as I have, was this sense of loyalty, of not giving up during the hard times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, the one thing I carried away. Because, I mean, they had fights, and I heard them complain about each other, and I heard, as I got older, my mother saying she wanted to divorce my father, and my father saying he wanted to divorce my mother.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I would get that from both of them.
Yeah.
But what I learned was, you know, there was a sense of loyalty, and they hung in there.
Yeah.
You know, and 60 years later.
The kid said to me yesterday, that Tony used to come to him, come to both of them, do you think I should divorce? This is the second husband. And they were young teenagers, and, you know, this went on. And
they said?
I think that they thought, I mean, Brenda was probably 12 or 13. At the time, Megan might have been 16 or 17. Megan didn't like him at all,
uh-huh.
But she was a really precocious teenager, and she didn't like much of anything or anybody. She wasn't much of a... She said to me once, Daddy, I used to hate you when I was 14, and now there's nobody in the world that's closer. But at 14, you're supposed to hate...
Right. Authority.
Except if you're my daughter. If you're Victoria, then it's a totally different thing.
Right. Victoria's a different... But Megan was
an extraordinary child.
Megan was not rebellious. She just was angry. And I think part of what she was angry about was the fact that the two of us weren't together, and she saw things in, you know, I mean, at that age, Tony would say to her, okay, I don't like this guy much. Should I divorce him and take your father's name back again? You know, conversations like that.
And what do you think a kid's going to say? Of course.
Yeah, well, I think that they were enamored, neither of them. Brendan used to be referred to as the child that can do no wrong. How do you keep a relationship going if that's your attitude toward the children?
Her second husband's attitude?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Sounds jealousy
to
me.
Yeah, but at any rate, trying to go back to keeping marriages happier. The fact that you are, and I keep, I'm sort of focused on Roberta, and I ought not to be, I should be focused on Richie as well. The longer that you're married, the more you tend to forget that you're married. I was told that once, but
thank God,
I
got right?
it. And I think guys are more.
Baby, you know what I just remembered? I've got a wife.
I think guys are more guilty of that than women are, because guys will lose that sense of romanticism that they need to have in order to keep a marriage healthy.
Guys need new stimulation all the time. And so, you know, you're kind of, not that they need to act on it, but they're looking for that new stimulus.
Well, it's, you have different focuses, foci. No,
guys are also crybabies. Guys are the biggest crybabies on the face of this planet.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
A girlfriend of mine once summed it up very well. She said, if he has a hangnail, his hip may as well be broken.
Oh, that just must have been her wussy husband.
No, guys are like that. They're crybabies. They want to be mothered. And
we all know the guy who sticks like half a box of tissue up his nose when he's sick, you know.
Oh, yeah, they want to be mothered. And unfortunately, if you're a wife and you mother your husband, they begin to see you like their mother.
You guys know me well enough. Jen, call it.
I don't think you're too much of a wimp. But I don't know you, like, I don't know the home you that your wife does.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think my grandfather was a wimp, but when he had a cold, it was like the world was ending. And this is a guy that worked and, you know,
right, so
sweated 20
clue.
Buckets during the day.
Here's the clue. Yeah. Yesterday, Richie played basketball with his son while his mother-in-law, wife, and daughter were at home.
No.
What's
wrong with Columbia?
My wife
Janet's
is in Columbia.
Janet's in Columbia.
And he's with your kids. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's the boys going out and playing.
My mother-in-law was going to take my daughter to go to lunch, have a girls' lunch. Yeah. So Sean is on the basketball team, and we wanted to go practice.
Uh-huh.
So we went to the gym and played
basketball.
I'm
not being critical.
Cool.
I'm just saying I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
But what was great, being an only child, my dad did all this boy stuff with me, and I preferred it.
Yeah.
Not that we played sports, but we would go out to the hardware store, and we go to the lumber yard,
yeah,
and
Juliana,
I love this.
Juliana loves going to Home Depot.
And, you know, my mother wanted me to, you know, crochet and wash the dishes, and it was like, enough of this. So I always did great things with my father.
Knit one, purl two.
No.
No way.
No.
All right, so anyway.
No way.
There's a thing, that a word that's used that I've come across called otherness. And it has to do with my, and you knew Richie, I was sooner or later going to get to this. Okay. No two people are completely compatible. No two people can completely meet the needs of another human being. It just doesn't work. It's not in the cards. So how do you get around all of that stuff? Do you, and I'm not suggesting open marriages, but how do you get around the fact that you cannot be everything to another human being? You just can't. It's a foolish expectation to have. So if you have it,
the grass is greener on the other side, brother.
What does that mean?
Everybody always thinks, oh, look at that. I wish I had that. And then you get that, and you go, I want what I had before.
Yeah.
It was better.
If we can just enjoy where we are for the day.
That's the problem.
That's
exactly the problem.
One day at a time, you mean?
I think if you just, like, here's the thing. People who are single, like me and my friends that are single, think, oh, we really, you know, we want to be married, we want to have kids. But then my friend who is a new mom said, God, I really miss the days when I was single and I didn't have to worry about all these people relying on me. So I think you just enjoy where you are. Just enjoy the space that you're in, because the day is going to be different.
Well, the person that you're with, you're married to somebody, and then you say, well, look at that person. That's something that I really wished it might.
Or their marriage looks so much better than ours.
Right, but then you get there and you realize, well, they have this, all these other problems themselves, it's no different. The grass is not always greener on the other side. Appreciate what you have.
Yeah. All right, good. That's a good place. It's something at least to think about. I try to give people food for thought when it comes to things like this, because we try to be problem solvers, among other things. 13 for the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey, Gary!
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made, because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Super Bowl questions at DougStefan.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love. Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Next stop, the Florida primary. So, where do we stand? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. If you live in Florida or know someone who does, there was no way to avoid those political ads this weekend, and most of them decidedly negative. With the Republican presidential primary set for tomorrow, the remaining candidates went all out this past weekend, crisscrossing the Sunshine State looking for votes. Following the South Carolina primary won by Newt Gingrich two Saturdays ago, it appeared Gingrich had all the momentum, but two televised debates later, it's Mitt Romney that's surging in the polls, up by 12 percentage points in the latest Reuters Ipsos poll over Gingrich. But on ABC's This Week, the former House Speaker said he's looking past his sagging numbers and vowed to keep on fighting.
The conservatives clearly are rejecting Romney. He is nowhere near getting a majority. And the fact is, once you get beyond Florida, these are all proportional representation states. And he's not going to be anywhere near a majority by April.
And here's an interesting tidbit from the campaign trail. The Gingrich campaign has been using this song from the rock band Heavy.
How you like me now?
Yep, How You Like Me Now. Only one problem. The band never authorized this, saying they have nothing to do with the Gingrich campaign, and they want Gingrich to stop using their song. The company that owns the rights to the song has served the Gingrich campaign with a cease and desist notice. Oh, and one more note. On CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, guess who turned up talking about a possible presidential run as an independent?
It's not something I want to do.
Uh-oh.
If I don't see a person that, number one, is going to win, that's tantamount, I would certainly think about doing it.
All right, Donald, you had your 15 minutes. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me over and over, and, well, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Dandy Davis for SnowCountry.com, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort, voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smugs.com today. Western Mountains scoring some fresh snow at the early part of the weekend. Now they keep riding that fresh powder on almost every trail. Like in Utah, where Park City rides at 110 runs. That's over 90% of the mountain open to Park City. Deer Valley moving on some good powder snow. They picked up a foot in the last week. The canyon's now at 158 trails. That's over 3,000 acres, thanks to a couple inches of fresh snow in the last few days at the canyons. Snowbird also in Utah at 80 runs. That's good, smooth, packed powder snow from 13 lifts. the Eastern Mountains, setting up the grooming and ready to go like it's Saddleback in Maine. 60 runs and over 90% of the mountain open. Neshoba Valley in Eastern Massachusetts rides day and night. They have all 17 trails. Catamount in the Berkshires of Massachusetts to 30 runs. They'll do some nighttime skiing later in the week. Get lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The stock market closed last week on a mixed note. The Dow fell 74 points last Friday to 12,660. S&P was down 2, NASDAQ up 11. Crude oil prices increased slightly on Friday, up 16 cents a barrel to $99.87. On Capitol Hill today, the Senate takes a test vote on a bill that you would have thought was already on the books. It's a bill banning lawmakers from insider trading. The measure prohibits members of Congress from making stock transactions based on non-public information they may get in Congress. 60 votes are needed in the 100-member Senate to proceed to consideration of the measure. Similar legislation is pending in the House. Business at the box office this past weekend. Apparently, this pack of hungry wolves, no match for Liam Neeson. The Grey, debuting at number one, bringing in $20 million. Couple of closing notes. The first one, also from the entertainment department, the annual Screen Actors Guild Awards, held last night, as seen on TBS and TNT. Best performance by a cast in a motion picture, this cast.
Did you know growing up that one day you'd be a maid?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Do you ever dream of being something else?
The Help, not only won for Best Cast, but for Lead Actress, Viola Davis, and Supporting Actress, Octavia Spencer. In the Best TV Series categories, Modern Family and Boardwalk Empire took home honors there. But the best part of the SAG Awards, though, was seeing Dick Van Dyke present Mary Tyler Moore with a Life Achievement Honor. And finally, another one of those wacky polar plunges took place this past weekend. They're deluded enough to actually be chanting Polar Plunge at Sandy Point Park in Maryland for the annual Maryland State Police Polar Bear Plunge, and there they go! 15,000 maniacs running into the 37-degree waters of Chesapeake Bay yesterday, raising money for Special Olympics of Maryland. And one of those maniacs, by the way, was the governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, who offered some valuable advice if you ever consider doing something like this.
Tie your tennis shoes really, really tight, or your feet will freeze before you get out.
Well, that's where I went wrong. I put on those shiny shoes you wear with a tuxedo. Tennis shoes, that's the way to go. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues.